Your station, 2NURFM 103.7, Amanda McCreed for the Mark Rourke Morning Show. And it's that time of the month where we chat to University of Newcastle's Vice Chancellor, Alex Zelensky. Zelensky, I bet you get that a lot. Good morning, Professor. Can you tell us about the new Vic Levi building and in particular what the name means and what the building will be used for?
Well, good morning, Amanda, and good morning, listeners. It's great to be here, as always, on 2NURFM. I guess that today was a bit of a big day for the university, recognising Vic Levi, who's a person who's been associated with the university for more than 40 years. And he was a student here, and then he was actually a journalist, and then also was on the university council. Was actually helped with the Friends of the University, which he was who organised our very famous book fair, and he was president of the Friends for about 19 years, and helped raise a lot of money for the university students for their scholarships. He was also a great sports person as well, and was president of the University Cricket Club, and also contributed to the leadership of New Sport and. And in general, he was really drove a lot of sport here in the Hunter and helped establish the Hunter Sports Centre. So it's been a really big career, 40 years. So we were the Council of the University was very pleased to recognise him, Amanda.
Well, how will the Vic Levi building strengthen the university's role in the Hunter and further afield, especially in the areas of health and sports education?
Well, the building is very much in our sports precinct. Anyone who knows the university, the Forum, so it's the building next to that one where we've got the swimming pools, the gyms, the basketball courts, all those things. So it's actually a building that was there next door, and we've refurbished it completely for staff and students. So it's very much around exercise science and sports science is the main focus there. So we've got a new program there, and it's a program that we originally had at the Central Coast. We've now been moving it here into the Hunter. Student numbers have doubled, and very exciting new facilities there. So around things like exercise physiology, biomechanics, performance of high-performance athletes, and they're doing data analysis with that and also measuring things such as motor skills.
Right, excellent. Well, there's big news from the Central Coast. New degrees have been announced for the Gosford campus. What are some of the courses students can enrol in?
Well, I guess that, firstly, we call it's the Central Coast campus, and is the Central Coast, and we're offering courses at three locations, at Arimba, Gosford, and also the Central Coast Clinical School. So, and we are opening a new building on Mann Street in Gosford, and as part of that, we'll be moving some of the courses from Arimba and also starting new courses. And those courses go across a variety of areas, from things such as business, health-related programs, and also IT, data analytics, and such.
Excellent. Well, what kind of impact do you think the expansion in courses will have on the local community and economy?
Well, we've invested nearly $140 million in the Central Coast. Certainly in Gosford, there's been two new buildings and $136 million in those new facilities, which will actually allow us to offer new programs. The facility at the clinical school, which is next to the hospital, is very much around health and medicine and wellbeing type of programs, while the one at Mann Street is more into the other colleges, like just as education programs, etc. So we see this as a chance for us to expand our programs. And in Gosford, where the new building will open next year, it'll be able to host up to 1,300 students, and we hope to enrol 750 new students into that location.
Fantastic. Fingers crossed. Now, last week, the university celebrated Children's University graduation in the small regional town of Menindi.
Yep.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, Children's University is a program we run for school-aged children, primary school-aged children, and they get to do little programs or projects. Some of the projects are 10 hours, 20, 30, 40. So depending on what you want to do, you get more and more credits. And so we were very pleased to see that Menindi, which is about 1,000 kilometres from here, they put a program through for their schools. And 18 students did the graduation. So when we do for Children's University, we do a graduation very similar to what we do when we do adult graduations. So they get a cap and gown and they have a ceremony. So we conducted a little ceremony for them out at Menindee last week.
They'd love that. So what's the aim of Children's University?
Well, it's very much about introducing the concept that anyone can go to university if you want to, you know. And it's interesting now, we've had this program going for now nearly 20 years. And we're now seeing students coming through the program and joining the university. And I think that we did a survey, sorry, I got to correct myself, Amanda. It's 10 years the program's going, not 20. And but through that 10 years, we had about 9,500 students participate. And we've now been surveying students who are now joining our university as adults, and 74% of them are saying, I remember Children's Uni, and it got me thinking about maybe I could go to university one day. And that's a really important thing, is just to, and because half of the students who come to our university, we've got 38,000 students, half of them are first in family.
That's incredible. So will you be expanding that?
Well, currently we've got 94 schools have participated in the program since 2015. We want to see if we can grow it a bit more, but we are trying to do our footprint here in the Hunter and the Central Coast and also Western New South Wales. That's kind of the areas where people come to the university from. So there's always an opportunity to expand because there's a lot more schools out there. It's always a resource challenge. But nevertheless, we're very proud of it. And one of the other important parts of the program in 2024 was we had a lot of Indigenous students in the program, so 19%.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. That's all our news for today?
Yes, I think so, Amanda. Just it's a great time to be at the university. We're very pleased with enrolments this year, and students are really on our campuses, both at the Central Coast and here in Newcastle. You'll see probably around the studio here at 2NUR, you see a lot of people around the campus.
Yes, it's a great atmosphere to be here, that's for sure. Well, thank you so much, Vice Chancellor Zielinski. We will catch up with you next month.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. This is 2NUR FM.